Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. Joining me this morning to talk about one of my favorite foods and probably most of America's favorite food. Graham Forbes is the seafood markets lead with Greenpeace US and here to talk about tuna. Okay. A lot of us, that's a staple in our household. And do we ever think about how they're caught, what's going on with it or anything? Graham, this is an amazing study that was just done talking about, the ranking for canned tuna. And you found some good news and some bad news. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Twanda. Yeah, thank you for having me. And it was an ambitious project. We looked at 14 of the major brands in the U.S. for canned tuna and some quite shocking results. We found that over 80% of the canned tuna on American shelves is really unsustainable from an environmentally perspective, caught using destructive methods and ethically questionable fishing practices. So, it's a bit of a wake-up call to American consumers, but there was some silver lining in there as well, and some brands are doing a better job.
So when you talk about sustainability, when you talk about how it's caught and, what's going on under the water, so to speak, you're talking about killing thousands of creatures under the sea, right?
Exactly. I mean, companies like Bumblebee are relying on destructive practices like long lining. And I mean, they're catching thousands of tons of fish every year, and upwards of 35% of that catch can be species other than the tuna that they're trying to catch.
So not being really specific about it, just one grand swoop. And so these other fish or whatever they are, they die in the process?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, our marine ecosystems are in trouble. And I mean, scientists are saying that we're on the brink of another mass extinction in our oceans.
Wow.
And so we're talking about turtles, sharks, seabirds, other charismatic ocean life that's absolutely critical to these ecosystems. Mm-hmm. So it's quite disturbing.
That's really interesting. So there are some stores who only deal with a different kind, people who are doing it responsibly, right?
Yeah, there are better options out there, and we really do think that's the silver lining. Again, Bumblebee Chicken of the Sea and Starkist control over 80% of the market, and those are the ones we're asking folks to stay away from.
Okay.
But the examples of better products are going to be, in the green category, we had Wild Planet, American Tuna, and Ocean Naturals, which we're increasingly seeing those available to U.S. consumers. Ocean Naturals, for example, is available in Walmarts across the country.
Oh, okay. And Whole Foods, let's see, who else is on that list? Whole Foods, there were a few others on the list that we know are accessible for us. Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
I don't think we have a Hy-Vee, but we have Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. And so Walmart is selling. That's great. Ocean Naturals.
Exactly. And even some of the companies that were in the red rank, because they just have a long way to go, still offer sustainable options. And so you can find it if you look for Safeways. Free School Skipjack is a better choice, and at Costco as well.
Okay. So now talk about, because we see this all the time and we hear this buzzword. It's a buzzword, dolphin safe. What does that mean?
Yeah. So one of the ways the fishing industry catches tuna is by, you got to find the tuna to catch them, right? And so oftentimes they can swim with dolphins, or you can use dolphins as a way to get to the tuna. And I think, a couple decades ago, awareness was brought to this issue that in the process of doing that, dolphins can often be killed. And so what Dolphin Safe does is make sure that charismatic species is protected. The problem is that Dolphin Safe doesn't mean ocean safe. And so there's so many valuable marine species that are really at risk because of the way these companies are fishing.
That is crazy. Over 80% of tuna sold in the U.S. comes from unsustainable, destructive sources. And we're looking at Bumblebee, Chicken of the Sea, Starkist, representing 80%. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I mean, the market's getting even more consolidated, and sort of two international conglomerates out of Asia are going to own these three brands. And so really, I mean, what we want to see is consumer options, mm-hmm. and we want to see these fisheries ultimately be sustainable. And for 80% of the market to not be offering a single sustainable option is something we don't find acceptable. So we're hoping consumers can get out there, make a responsible choice, and send a clear signal to these companies that they want better responsible products.
You have an entire page talking about canned tuna shopping guide and decoding the can, which is a section of that. So tell us a little bit about the page.
Yeah, so our website has all of the information there, and I think it's at greenpeace.org. You can find it from our homepage there. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's confusing, right? And it's tough to make a responsible choice when you're in the grocery store. Like you mentioned, dolphin safe, and we see a lot of, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of buzzwords and greenwashing going on out there. So decoding the can is a way, it's just a list of terms that will help you understand better what you're buying, how it's caught, and help consumers make that better choice that they're looking for.
And, you know, the biggest thing for the consumer is education. Most times we don't know.
Exactly. And it's confusing. You know, I mean, I have colleagues that, you know, you get in there and it's just there's so many and there's so much information. And the can of tunes tuna cans are also really small. So that makes it quite challenging.
Exactly.
So we're trying to just make it a bit easier for consumers so that they, when they go in there, they have a little more confidence and can, you know, make a choice that's consistent with their values.
Absolutely. And our values are changing more toward preserving our earth.
Yeah,
I think we did a great job of tearing it up. And so now we've got to get back on scale for bringing it back around and doing what we can to preserve it. So it's very important.
I think that's exactly right. And one of the other things we looked at, I think is important to note here is, you know, with these big three brands and these supply chains are really complex, but there's a human cost here as well. And the fishing industry is plagued by some pretty severe human rights issues. Mm. And so we'd like to see these companies, you know, Bumblebee, Starkist, and Chicken of the Sea, really step up and start to address many of the human rights issues that are happening in Thailand and other places, because people, in many cases, aren't being treated fairly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that we all care about and, you know, want to see done better.
Because you talk about the poor working conditions and just basic human rights violations.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, working on a fishing boat or in a processing facility is a really hard job. And in these countries where this takes place, oftentimes the people that live there don't want to do it. And so they rely on migrant labor.
Right.
And those people don't have protection. Mm-hmm. And like you said, not only are the working conditions bad, but in some cases, severe human rights abuses take place, human trafficking, and even modern day slavery. And so it's something that we want people to be aware of, and just really so that these companies can take this seriously and show real initiative to create results that are protecting folks.
Absolutely. Don't just put a Band-Aid on it. This is so
That's
important.
Right.
Greenpeace.org/USA/tuna guide. You need to go there so you can really see what this report is all about. It is an amazing report. Things we never think about. We take for granted. You know, we just open that can of tuna and it's so good. And, you know, we don't think about it. So this doesn't include, and I know it says canned, but the, you know, the tuna steaks and the big pieces that you get, it doesn't include that, right?
You're right, exactly. I mean, for this survey, I think so many of the same things apply to those to the other products. But I think for us, you know, canned tuna is something, as you mentioned, it's such a staple in so many households, huge volumes. And so it's, that's where we wanted to put our focus, just in this category. So when folks are in that aisle, they can make a better choice.
Absolutely. Graham Ford's Seafood Markets Lead with Greenpeace US. Greenpeace.org is the website. Thank you so much for joining us, Graham.
Twanda, thank you so much as well. And just want to let folks know on our website, there's also a button where you can take action. So I really appreciate your time.
Very good. Thank you.